Aerial and ground surveys conducted by the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission suggest this will be a good year for wild rice lovers. Peter David is a biologist with Glyphwick.
We're generally encouraged by finding some pretty nice rice dams out there. We were concerned that all the high water from this spring was going to have some pretty negative impacts, but it looks like in a number of areas the rice came through that just fine.
David says the high water can shut down germination in wild rice plants or keep them from breaking the surface and producing seed. Though the overall rice crop looks good, David says some rice beds were hampered by the heavy rains.
Certainly some of the big areas in the Northwest, like the Cracks Meadows Wildlife Area, which has some really substantial rice beds on it some years, they struggled with all the water they had to deal with, and this year those beds don't look very good.
Though wild rice ripens at different times on different bodies of water, David says the harvest season is right around the corner.
There's probably a few bodies of water that are going to be ready to go this weekend, I would think. Maybe a few places that are even ready right now. The river systems tend to mature earlier than the lakes, so I'm not expecting a lot of harvesting off of the lake sites, probably for another week to 10 days.
Wisconsin residents planning on harvesting wild rice this season must first buy an annual license from the DNR. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.